Hopkins County Memorial Hospital has ended its long search for a neurologist. During a board meeting Monday night, hospital CEO Michael McAndrew said one had agreed to come to work here. I found out more by talking to hospital chief medical officer Dr. Chris Gallagher.
Is our neurologist a done deal now?
It's a done deal, yeah. It anticipate July 14th or August 1st at the latest that he'll begin seeing patients in Sulphur Springs, but he's going to join on the teleneurology call system. He'll have his Texas license April 1st, and he should have the rest of the credentialing probably by late May or June.
So. Mm-hmm. What can you tell us about him?
We're very lucky to have him. Incredibly skilled. He's board certified in neurology already. And is finishing up his training in vascular neurology, so he'll be a stroke certified neurologist. So care for acute strokes, care for general neurology as well. So, you know, cardiovascular disease and neurovascular disease are probably the number one reason for send out from this hospital, and definitely one of the more underserved specialties in the area. So,
what is his name?
Dr. Vikas Pandey.
Oh, okay. And he's from Florida, I believe?
He actually was born and raised in Chicago. And then went to Jackson Memorial for his advanced neurology training and vascular neurology.
These, I understand, are very hard positions to fill.
Incredibly hard. I think this is going on year three of recruitment.
Yeah.
And so our group, Access Physicians, is really proud. So to bring him, he'll be in clinic and at the hospital 5 days a week, and then available via telemedicine whenever he's not in-house or on-site. So,
exciting news.
Very exciting, yeah. So, you know, a local neurologist to care for stroke, care for epilepsy, and then general neurologic issues. So.
KSST News.